The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 7:06 in the morning. It's June the 23rd, I believe.
It's Monday.
It needs to be June the 23rd. I'm here, of course, with Linda and Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're trying to stream. We are streaming. KCNR1460.com. I'm trying to type my name in here, you know, when I'm doing this. And it doesn't help when you're over here pounding on me going, let's go.
It's
I spelled my name wrong.
Well, you didn't have your headphones on.
I spelled my name wrong.
Well, you didn't have your headphones on, and we were live in like 1 second, so you're just a little bit behind. You know, I think what it is.
I spelled my name wrong. You're pounding on me. I am now Carol.
And you wonder why people
Carell. Like, no, I'm Carell now.
Okay, Carell. Somebody said, why did they call me Carol? Somebody signed something and gave it to you. Thank you, Carol.
A guy that's been working with us for like 2 years, he signs my name wrong. But then again, I've never gotten his spelling of his last name right. So maybe that's, you know.
We have so much to cover today.
We do.
Of course, it's a lot. You know, you're noticing that since we had the longest day of the year, that it feels weird because there's so much light. There's been light at the end of the day. I mean, it just is. Duh. Bob's laughing. It's just the way it's phrased. Anyway.
It's the way you phrase it.
Well, it's just been a long... there's been a lot of light.
There is, and there's a lot of light in here. And speaking of light, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. And what's the lightest thing you can tell us about Wall Street today, Kathy?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Guess the lightest thing is we're having a light day on the market so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 13 points at 16,932. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,961. And the NASDAQ is positive fractionally at 4,368. Active stocks today include Microsystems, which is up $2.18 at $67.95, and BlackBerry up 23 cents at $10.04. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 2 cents at $23.09, and Pepsi is down 77 cents at $88.33. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.42%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 63 cents at $106.20. Gold is down $2.30 at $1,314.30. And silver is down 11 cents at $20.88. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. You know, you want to talk to somebody. You want to talk to somebody that is an expert in what they're doing. They can tell you all the ramifications of any of your investments and, of course, can maybe provide the information that you can eventually take and use and achieve financial freedom right here at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive. Now, the sleeping of the weekend. I slept a lot. I would sleep and then I'd wake up and I'd walk around.
Snooky wakes you up.
And yes, and Elle Keller would get me up. And then, but you took her to the dog park, but then I go back to sleep.
A couple mornings to let you sleep in.
Well, you know, it's been weeks, maybe it's in fact months since I've slept in. And then here I am on my sleep number bed with my sleep number setting of being 35. So it's easy to go back to sleep. And now this week they're introducing, in the last few weeks, they've introducing the Sleep IQ. That's right. It's a system that lets you sleep better. No, you don't have to wear anything. You don't have to do anything like that. All you have to do is sleep. And it works directly with dual air technology and sensors inside the bed to track how you're sleeping. And then you have an app and it can tell you, okay, you know, maybe your sleep number setting should be this or maybe it should be this. But it lets you track and optimize your sleep with the Sleep IQ technology. I mean, it's only available on Sleep Number Bed, which, by the way, made in America, guaranteed, long guarantees. Plus, in you know, your Bob's age, it's a lifetime guarantee. And you need to find out about what just dual air technology and what you can do when you're sleeping. And how do you find out about all of this? You head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center.
Absolutely.
And you talk to the people down there, but well, your sleep number setting is? 45.
And been hanging out there.
You've been hanging out at 45. I do 35, 40. Elk Killers is somewhere in between, so she sleeps on both sides of the bed. Anyway, Sleep Number, head on down there. This is completely new technology, and how much is a good night's sleep worth to you?
Absolutely. Okay, currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning again here on KCNR 1460. How are you this morning? 7-Eleven. That's the time. It's going to be about 98 today. This temperature is calling for hot with our temperatures around 98. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 66. There's going to be calm winds with about 5 to 7 miles in the afternoon. Tomorrow we look towards 94 of a high and Wednesday around 88. Slight chance of showers on Wednesday night with temperatures lowering around 65. So we're kind of going on a roller coaster here of our weather, which is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They also give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now let's talk about our weekend.
Okay. It was a big weekend, but I think one of the things that was really, really kind of awesome when you think about it, because so many people joined in on it, was this Bandaloop on the Sundial Bridge. When these numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 performers were on the bridge, starting at, and if you, how tall, Bob, would you say the Sundial Bridge is?
The
very top of it.
I knew at one point the top of the spike is somewhere in the neighborhood of 210 feet, somewhere in
okay.
there from the,
something
above
like that.
Above the span of the bridge.
Well, they were hanging from there, beginning right at the top, and then and all the way down, and doing different types of acts, different types of interpretations to the music played by the North State Symphony.
North State Symphony. They
who
started
were
off,
outstanding.
They started off with a Scott Joplin rendition of, and I'm not sure what the name of the song was, but the three dancers that started off, that they it was beautiful because they were the beginning of the performance was where they were standing on the bottom part. Sideways, hanging off course on their
40 feet up in the air.
Yes, or more. And they danced on the side of the bridge, so it would be like turning the stage sideways, the flat surface sideways. And then when your eyes diverted and they were finished with their number, of course we had four more that were you couldn't see them because they were laying on the top of the from where we were. We were by. We came in through, we parked at Turtle Bay School and walked through and walked through the Arboretum and we were there. We stood, you know, with the bushes behind our back. Place was packed, thousands of people and
again,
their kids.
Friday and Saturday it was packed.
With their children. It was cool because you looked out the massive people with their cell phones taking pictures and watching it and people were respectful. It was so nice. It made me very proud because people were respectful. You didn't have people cussing and spitting and smoking pot and doing a lot, what happens a lot of times with big concerts. But they were respectful. And anyway, so the four people rappelled, if you will, from the top of the very, very tip top of that dial and came down and started doing these wonderful dances.
Hanging in midair.
Midair. And they slowly came down as they came down. Of course, they have people on the bottom that are holding these long ropes.
217 feet.
217
yes.
feet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and then at the end, a woman... or a girl, was the last act, and she ran just like, I mean, the way she was running so hard because of all the equipment that's on her and the heaviness of the rope. And so she would launch herself and these four men would pull and she would go up into the air. And then so she went up like 70 feet up in the air.
They ran the opposite direction on the bridge.
And did a, and she did a interpretive dance.
She was in white.
Yeah. And it was, anyway, the whole thing was very well done. Banderloop. Hanging out there, with the weight, you know, the ropes are attached to their waist or rigs around their waist so that they can move and do these different interpretations to the symphony, which played just outstanding. So great time. And then everybody left, you know, when it was over, everybody got up, walked out. It was quiet. It was, you know, it was no problems at all that I could see.
It was wonderful, right. And thank you. It was, again, we're celebrating 10 years of the bridge, and thank you to Turtle Bay and the McConnell Foundation, everybody. But, you know, that was a huge undertaking, and and the festivities still continue.
When you ask what McConnell Foundation does, now I'm not saying McConnell Foundation by any means is perfect, but McConnell Foundation and Turtle Bay and the people are surrounding it do put on some very, very nice things for our community, you know, the 4th of July and all of us. So something to keep your mind on, too. And you're right, sweetie. We're getting ready to take a break.
When we come back, let's talk about the energy fair this weekend.
And the Korean War Veteran Ceremony.
Okay, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460, happy Monday morning.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda, Bob, good morning. It's Monday. We got all week long. We're going to KIXE in here this morning. And also, our guest at 8 o'clock will be Rob Rowan, who is a Democratic Party head up here in Northern California. Let's talk about Democrats and representation up here. We talk about lack of representation in the state of California. Maybe we should talk about what the Democrats feel living up here in Northern California. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. In-store deli, nutritionists on the staff to help you, classes in the evening on health and diet and healthy living. Anything you can possibly think of, they have for living a life of health and vibrance and vitality, all at Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay, Energy Fair. You know, people go and think that Energy Fair is
Energy Fair. There we go. I'm on now.
Energy Fair is. I mean, how is, you know, how exciting is the Energy Fair? Well, pretty exciting. There were hundreds of people down there when I was there Saturday morning. They were giving away rebates. They had rebates. They had people from solar power there. People from the water part of our city government. They were giving rides in these, you know, in the lift trucks. It was a great day.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, and kids were getting their faces painted. It was a good. Oh, they had cars there that were, you know, of high, high gas mileage and hybrids and all these things. Things you can do to help. Now, one of the things they're going to do, and we got back in with the guys, is they're going to come to the house. They're going to do an energy sweep through our house to see just what we can do to save energy, and then we're going to bring them back on the air and talk about what we can do for our house. But right now, they've got thousands in rebates out there for things that you can do to keep your, to use electricity much more wiser. Complete success out there. It really was. So if you missed it, shame on you.
Well.
No, I'm just, but if you missed it, here's the good news. And you go, gosh, I just couldn't make it then because there's so many things going on, and there were. But I really want to have an energy. I want somebody to come out here and look at my energy consumption and how I can save money. Well, just give REU a call. They've got guys they've got teams that will come out there and look at your air conditioning, look at your insulation, look at your windows, look at all this stuff. So, okay. Next thing we went to was the Korean War Veterans ceremony out at the Anderson VFW. And Kim Chamberlain is kind of the pushing force behind this, but they had the Council General from the South Korea, based out of San Francisco, was up here, and awarding medals and proclamations to our Korean War veterans. Doug LaMalfa was there. Brian Daly's representative, Bruce Ross, was there. It was what a huge thing that was. It was speeches and
it was wonderful
people being
to
recognized.
See.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know what? We were wondering. I know that there were
over 200 people there.
Several of the audience were Korean War.
Out of that, it had to be 70, 75.
Right. Yeah. And they all received these medals from the San Francisco consulate, Korean consulate. And it was, you could see in their eyes, it really choked me up because, they look at the Korean War as the forgotten war, or the war not remembered, or there's terminology around the Korean War. My father was in that war, but anyway, there were people there that I'm not sure even knew about the event, and so we need to find out. I know that Kim had said, "Gee, if you know of somebody and your name wasn't called, it's because you're not registered," because there's a guy at the doggy park who was in during the Korean War. Now, Carl, what were the years for the Korean War?
50 to 53.
See, I was thinking it was later than that.
No. I mean, you had Koreans. I mean, we are still in South Korea on the border there.
Meaning there were more years of being involved, because a guy up at the doggy park was talking about 56 or something, and he was saying that they still had, they were on these ships, and there was still unrest.
Oh yeah, there's still things going on over there. I mean, they're still shooting artillery, and they keep threatening to launch nukes everywhere. So, but anyway, it was a great ceremony, and then the Korean community made Korean food, and let me tell you.
fabulous.
It was fabulous. I mean, you can't eat enough kimchi if it's done well.
It was beautifully done. So thank you for that. And so then we had the energy fair, and then we had that, and then we went to the bridge. So it was a triple stack day.
It was fun.
And all of these wonderful events that happen in the North State. Now, we have a few minutes left, and can I just say something that's really bugging me? And I know that you'll know what I'm talking about. Why am I not reading anything about this Marine that's in a prison? In a Mexican prison, correct? He said he accidentally crossed the border. I don't get how you accidentally crossed the border. But anyway.
It's easy to do that where he was at. He came out. He turned left instead of taking a right. And because of that, you couldn't turn around. If you get down close to the border, once you get into that lane, that's it. So when he got down to the end where he's going into Mexico, he says, I've got to turn around. I made a mistake. I have guns in my car. I just want to turn around. And they arrested him. That's how he did it. So, I mean, it's not like he was, I slipped in a marijuana joint and fell in my mouth. Yeah. No, it wasn't one of these. He did it. And he's been languishing in this prison for months. And why haven't we gotten him out? Why haven't we
why
can get a
page?
Deserter out from the Taliban, and we can't get a Marine away from the Mexican government? Keep the damn weapons or whatever, but get him back. What is Obama doing about this? Is anybody outraged by this? No. And why? Why should they be? Because Obama can do all these things. Why isn't he just call up the Mexican president and just say one thing? Look, either he's released or I'm shutting the border down, and all of these refugees that you guys seem to be able to get through your country into our country, you're just going to have to keep them. That's all you have to say. Hey, guess what? I'm closing the border. Oh, he won't do that. It's just for a Marine. Commander-in-chief. It's the commander-in-chief. What does he care? I'm frankly up to here with the commander-in-chief in the way he's treating the military. And if the veterans ever got together, veterans, if you ever took a time to stand up and work together, if it's ever the time to stand up and vote, now is the time in 2014. Make a statement. We were talking about this with a number of people over the weekend, just, you know, in passing. If the veterans in Shasta County, 20,000 of them, ever got together and just said, hey, look, this is the way we're going to vote. This is what we're going to do. We're going to vote for people that support veterans and veterans' causes. There wouldn't be an elected official that comes out of Northern California that wasn't approved by the veterans, that didn't have a veteran stamp of approval on them. And frankly, how many veterans do we have serving in our city offices, our county offices, our state offices, and our national offices? And even worse, here's the next question. How many veterans are on their staffs? Veterans have got a 24% unemployment rate, 18 to 27-year-old veterans that are coming back out of wars, 24%, if not higher. That's the 24% they tell you. Of course, we know it's much higher. How many of our elected officials have veterans working for them? I know Brian Daly does. He's got Bruce Ross. Bruce Ross is an Army veteran. But how many more does he have? How many are at the national level? How many has Feinstein got working for her that are veterans? How many does Boxer? How many does LaMalfa? How many does Gaines? How many does Nielsen? How many veterans do they have working for them? How many veterans are in the hierarchy jobs in the city and county? How many of our elected officials are veterans? These are just things that maybe veterans need to ask themselves at some point. Is there any one topic that could get veterans to pull together? Is it time for a Northern California Veterans Convention that we get everybody together and talk about things like this? We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification require. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing and other restrictions apply.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Only Dish brings you the best in entertainment for less than $20 a month. Cut the cable and don't get directed. Switch to Dish because at just $19.99, Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. It's so simple. The same channels cost less with Dish. So since you can't see the difference, don't pay the difference. Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Get premium movie channels free for 3 months, starting at just $19.99. Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. Call now to save with Dish. Dial 1-877-326-3861. That's 1-877-326-3861. The same channels for less than $20 a month. Dish. Call 1-877-326-3861 for details.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah.
Sound like a good guitar riff in the morning.
Yeah, you
get
played
some blood pumping.
Yeah, you've got some great. Oh, yeah. Great music. Were you like a frustrated guitarist at the heart that you really wish you could been like a headbanger?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. All you headbangers out there. 70 degrees today, going up in the 90s. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry at its very best. Diamonds, opals, emeralds. He has it all. Not only that, but sitting down and talking to Leonard is an experience in itself. The only train watch repairman in all of this area is in Four Winds Jewelry. I can't say enough about him. Linda, that's all she wears, is Four Winds Jewelry. Your state jewelry, all you wear is.
Okay. All right, Four Winds Jewelry, 222-2750, and the only watch repair guy in all of Northern California. So, Bob, we were talking about, when we came in at the break, you've been playing some great classic rock.
Yeah, what just do you call within it? That sort of mood this morning.
Yeah, so, I mean, were you a frustrated guitar? Did you ever want to play, like, electric guitar?
I wanted to be the bass, the dude who plays bass with the hat pulled down low, and he's just kind of, he's just back there setting the tone for the band. And I thought about it, but never really made the time to dedicate to it. I know some bassists, and that's just my favorite instrument.
Really? Well, it's Paul McCartney. when you think about some of these bases as well. We watched the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the other night and watched some of the, you know, great band members. Hi. Okay, good. We've got a guest out in front. But before we go there, Carl, do you want to talk about the front page and the marijuana growing concern in Reading? The front page is very telling. If you can't pick up the hard copy, then go online. It's a family swimming in their pool, and there's an overhead picture that you can see past the swimming pool into the backyard of their over their fence with another marijuana grow. It's very disturbing, and that's right in town.
The fact is that there's so much marijuana growing still. Now, the people that were really pushing it, the Bennos, who's one of the advocates on it, said, "Hey, I've got 99 plants, and what are you going to do about it?" Well, he's in jail. He's coming out, you know, trial's in August. But there are lots of these grows around here. And these people, like, you know, they're saying, "Hey, I've gone out and I've looked over my fence and there's a marijuana grow going there, 70 good sized marijuana plants." Now, you turn it in and it's either this has to go to, what is it, the rules, the
code enforcement.
Code enforcement, which is, and if it's in the county, is that Pearl? Or what's her name? She's out there by herself.
One person.
One lady that's out there running around by herself.
Right to
or, you know, and so, it's either you got the rules or you don't have the rules. And if you've got a house, and right here, and it's a beautiful picture. Here's these people out swimming in their swimming pool and in the yard next to them. Just all these marijuana plants. That can't be right. That can't be legal to do that. You know what? Again, let's go back to our leadership around here. Every time they make a law, they can't seem to get it on, and then it ends up on an initiative to this thing. Well, here's the initiative. Let's just grow marijuana anywhere we want it. Well, how about this? How about we just go out and burn marijuana anywhere we find it? Hmm. Can we do that? And what about this? The guy that just got hit by the car the other day, you know, I was walking down there from the hen house, got hit by a car, and they said, well, he was drunk. However, the driver of the car, 18 years old, was slammed on marijuana.
Yep.
Yep. So they got him for driving under the influence. They got him for having, what do they call it, concentrated marijuana with him. I'm not sure what that is. Is that like the liquid?
It might be the honey oil. Yeah, that's the method of choice.
He's 18 years old, so they got him on that. And driving under the influence. So I don't want to hear this stuff about, oh, you know what, it doesn't matter. They don't do that because they just drive so slow. You know, because when I'm high, I just drive slow. I'm just looking for a place to get something to eat. You know, it's all a bunch of BS. You know, more and more people are getting in wrecks where people are being killed and injured because they're under the influence of marijuana. So don't say that it's not a dangerous drug. It is a dangerous drug. Let's just roll over and accept this one.
Yeah. Okay, well, it says, again, from this article, the gal said, I went up to hang my laundry and went over to the fence and said, oh, my God. She's 48 years old. She lives on a neighborhood property with her husband and five children. That's what you're going to see. They're in their pool with their little floats and everything. There were about 70 good-sized marijuana plants on the other side of the fence. I could see them from my backyard. This makes my stomach churn. Because I'm not really sure what I would do. I probably would throw bleach in their backyard. I'd do something terrible. I would become a terrible person. I can tell you that right now. I would be so upset if I had my home and on the other side of the fence they were growing pot. First of all, you can smell it. I don't care what they say. It is a skunk plant. So, you know, I know there's certain times in the middle of the night that I go, oh, Carl, my God, there is definitely some people smoking that skunk. He's like, are you sure it's not a real skunk? No, it's not a real skunk, honey. There's a difference between.
How do you know I say it like that? I don't really say it like that.
Well, sure it's not a real skunk. People get it.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Anyway, I don't know what I would do. I really would feel more than outraged. I think I may behave, and my behavior would just probably not be okay. I don't know what I would do with that. So if I had five kids in the other side of the fence with marijuana plants and this is acceptable, I would just go crazy. I don't know. How do you guys feel about it? Now, we're trying to work on this chat room thing. I'm not exactly sure. We had a server that went down some time ago. And on that server since then, we've had some just major hiccups. So what I'm hearing is that we're not – something's not functioning in the direct order. But we're going to try to make that happen. The other thing we wanted to talk about, Carl, was the IRS.
Well, the IRS, again, it just gets better and better. The IRS just gets better and better. The now they're finding out the hard drives had holes drilled into them. Now, why would you drive?
What?
Why would you drill holes in the hard drives? And it was all starting about that time. All this stuff started breaking. So it wasn't just Lois Lerner; it was all these people. And if you actually believe, do you actually believe that all this just happened when, as somebody put it, I think it was ISIS said, "Look." You have to keep your documents. I have to keep my documents for 7 years so I can keep the IRS off my back. All right? For 7 years. And yet you can't keep something for 6 months. And the guy says, it just happened. It doesn't just happen. There's something going on here. Now, there has been legislation, from what I understand, legislation has been introduced to kind of level the playing field between the IRS and we, the plaintiffs, the customers, the attackees, the ones who, when the IRS sends you a letter, you just kind of go, oh.
Yeah, there's no escaping that.
Or they call, or they say, oh, by the way, we get letters from them on a semi-regular basis that says, this is not a penalty, but you paid this wrong. Well, what did we pay wrong? Well, we paid what they said, and we paid it. And we're still never sure. We keep handing it to our CPA, says, don't worry about it. But we're still never sure because we get it like once a quarter. We get a letter that says, this is not a fine. This is just to let you know you didn't pay this correctly. Pay what correctly? I never figured it out. No fines, nothing. Anyway, but here's some legislation that is supposed to level the playing fields. These are excuses that you can use with the IRA. Ready?
IRS.
Which is like the IRA, which is another terrorist organization. Oh, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
It's the IRS. Like, yeah.
I meant IRS. Okay. My tax papers are in a gun case given to the cartels by the Justice Department.
It's good.
My hard drive failed.
Or it has holes in it.
Or it has holes in it.
Somebody drilled it, when they ripped off my house.
Sorry, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And then my favorite one is, and this is the one you can use for a lot of different things, what difference does it make? It's been so long. So those are the four, these are four excuses you can give the IRS that is part of legislation right now. Okay. Maybe you might want to run that one past your CPA first.
Couple topics this morning that make your blood boil.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, IRS and that. Oh, and just right before we take a break, because we have our guest coming on next, the Sunni, the ISIL, have seized four more towns in Iraq. You know, I think really, frankly, if Obama, drags his feet a little bit longer, we won't have to worry about it. They'll just be all over the place. We'll just be kind of looking at $200 a barrel oil. $200 a barrel. Right now, it's double the price of everything because, it's going down quick. And you can say, oh, well, they're pretty much a terrorist organization, the ISIL. Really? Because they're killing thousands of people there? And they're taking over, and Sharia law is going big time into Iraq, and we're asking the Iranians to help us and give them a buy on nukes. I'm not sure. I'm sure that this administration is doing some things that are helpful to the American people. And we're going to find out about that at 8 o'clock. But we're going to take a quick break right now, and we are going to come back with some people that are going to be talking about another 50th anniversary around here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. People at Tobacco and Brew always honor their veterans, give veterans discounts. Espresso Joe's with great coffees, great lattes, espressos, and, of course, cold drinks. Walk Next Door, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, plus e-cigarettes, all kinds, all flavors, all of that there, and they will meet or beat any price in town for tobacco products at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
There are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Timberline Heating and Air, they're your local carrier heating and cooling experts ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. With spring in the air, Timberline has manufacturing utility rebates with savings up to $2,650. Call Timberline now for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs, pay for itself in year-round utility savings, and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty, the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a complete duct and equipment cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Dirty coils force your compressor to run longer, increases energy use, and decreases the life of your system. Call 221-2222 or visit them online at TimberlineHVAC.com. They work hard to provide you with the best value and comfort you require. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air. Proud to serve our community since 1985.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
All-Star Sports Bar is a proud supporter of Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. They've been in Anderson for years, and their new Reading location is awesome. Located at 200 Hartnell Avenue, All-Stars is now serving delicious food, including their already famous All-Stars fries. So whether you want to watch baseball, football, UFC fights, or you just want to have a cold one or a cocktail, it's all going on at All-Star Sports Bar, 200 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, guess who this portion of the show is brought to you by? Home Helper, Sharon Clark. You know, not only is Sharon dancing with the stars, she is just out twirling. She's probably dancing, tap dancing down the street right now. But she's got just an outstanding business called Reading Home Helpers. And that's right, they're out there to help your family. All caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. She will give you a free in-home consultation to tell you just what are the requirements you need to keep your family in their homes. Keep your parents in their homes so they don't have to go to another home. Maybe it's not just your parents. Maybe it could be loved ones that need some help around the house. And all of this is under Reading Home Helpers. Check out their website, readinghomehelpers.com, or give Sharon a call, 226-8350, or one of her girls there. They're all absolutely finely tuned in what they're doing there and helping and assisting. She's also a huge supporter of veterans and veterans groups and helping veterans. Sharon Clark is at Reading Home Helpers.
Okay, with us this morning is Michelle Slade, who is a fabulous woman that does so much for our community. And we're here this morning to talk about KIXE, public television, turning 50.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I know 50 is such a big number, but really it goes by so fast. We can't believe in 1964 is when the station was founded.
Wow.
Amazing. And it was founded on education, as I'm sure the community knows by now after 50 years, but new people come in all the time. So that is our mission, is to educate, enlighten, and entertain our 10 counties that we cover.
Ten counties. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so I know that you do your auctions and stuff. People can see it up in Weaverville and Burney, and it reaches a lot of places. So let's tell our listeners, we've got about 10 minutes here, KIXE's mission, what you've got going on to celebrate 50 years.
Absolutely.
New stuff happening.
We have a lot of new stuff happening. Right now, the most fun thing that's going on is we're going to be giving away $2,000 on June 28th. It's a Spin It to Win It sweepstakes. So we're celebrating by giving away cash to someone, maybe to go on a vacation or just to have a little extra pocket money, or maybe you just really need that $2,000. They're $5 a ticket, and they can visit our website at kixe.org. to get those tickets, so not too late. And then also, we're celebrating with hosting a veterans show, Salute to the Veterans, on the 28th as well in the evening from 8 to 10. And that's a local production.
What's going to be happening in that show?
So they're going to have a lot of course, we're going to be doing testimonials and some highlights on certain veterans in our area, and then veteran organizations. And it's 2 hours of music and entertainment, and interviewing and just appreciating our veterans for everything they do in our community.
Is the entertainment
and for our country.
Is the entertainment local as
it
well?
It is. Yes,
so like,
it
for
is.
Instance, okay, so, so we'll have to be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to keep that under wraps until the night of.
Okay. So that's great. That's wonderful to hear that your public broadcast is doing something to support our veterans. We've needed that. You said the gal that is your outreach person is a veteran as well, who's putting this together.
She is the host of the show. So Kalia Williams is our newest member to the team. She's our volunteer and community outreach. So if you've been in the station, you've met her. She's full of life, lots of energy. People are just attracted to her, which is why we chose her to be our volunteer coordinator. And actually, Melanie Corey and Rob Keenan are the producers and the directors of the program. And Kalia is going to be the host of the program because of her military background, and she just has a real passion. She calls it her passion project, our vets. And so she does a lot with our veterans here in the community on a personal level outside. So we kind of, you know, jokingly say, but we're serious. We work for a nonprofit, and we feel like we're volunteering every day because we love it so much. But at the same time, she has her passion projects, we all do, that we volunteer outside of the station.
Well, you have some wonderful, I know that we've been a call to action team a few times on some wonderful programming that you can only see on PBS and on KIXE.
You know, it's really true. You know, it's coming up. Okay, I'm gonna put this out there. On July 5th, we're bringing in Doc Martin. I'm not certain if you know about that show. It's new to our community, but it's not new to PBS. And what's really cool about that is we had a viewer down in our Butte County area who wants to be anonymous call us up and say, hey, I'd like to come over and just talk about how I can help bring some new local programs to our area. Because, you know, like everything, it costs money. Mm-hmm. She came down, had a conversation with us, wrote us a check for $10,000 right there on the spot, so that we could bring in a new British comedy, which is Doc Martin, which is, if you don't know a lot about it, he's a doctor who's from, like, the elite area, who grows a phobia to blood. And so he's a surgeon, and so he has to actually go into this rural community, and it's just full of all kinds of just British comedy. It's going to be really great, and it ranks very high on the PBS circuit, so we're really excited to bring that as well.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so just
high
a lot
on the
of things.
On the PBS circuit.
That's right. It is high. It's up there with the Downton Abbeys, for
is that,
sure.
Is pretty soon Benny Hill going to be with that, too? Or is it?
Not in the near future. Not here. No.
No, that's late night TV on, I don't think PBS.
No, so true. I don't think there is anyone who hasn't grown up with us.
I know.
So...
No. And Benny Hill shtick humor is so.
So, okay, what other things do we have going?
So, oh, goodness. So right now we're in the middle of our June pledge drive, which is very important because that's a way that we can raise funds for our local programs. It's our, actually our biggest fundraiser is our membership drives that we have. So if you're a member, thank you so much. If you're not a member, call into the station. That would be wonderful. We'd love to have you come on because right now we're in the middle of planning our 50th celebration because we turn 50 on October 5th officially. So we're kind of gearing up for it because all of next year, starting in October, next October to October for us, we are going to just be celebrating in a big way with our community. And I can't tell you all of that because we're going to kind of roll it out as the year goes, give people something to look forward to. But this year we've kind of kicked it off with a generous grant from the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, First Five Shasta, and, we were able to purchase books and take them out and give them to Head Start programs, which wasn't one or two books. It was literally hundreds and hundreds of books that we were able to purchase. And our volunteer center was just overflowing with books. And then we had the privilege to literally get little personal book bags. And we put two books in each bag and took them out to the Head Start schools and presented them to the little preschoolers. And you'd have thought we gave them $1 million. It was so wonderful to walk in with just bags full of books to give to them, plus a huge basket that we could leave right there in the classroom for them to use over and over and over again. And, you know, that's honestly why I love my job at Channel 9, because we're a television station, yes, but we are community-owned and supported. And so the community gets to cast votes and tell us what they love about our station, what they want us to do differently. And so we're launching out with books because we're founded on education, but we're also going to be having our community at large just come in and have story time towards the end of the summer. We're going to be launching a program where they can come in and sit and have story time. And we're still kind of developing that. Maybe have some community leaders come in. We'd love to have the two of you come in, read a book during that time. And we're going to be partnering with First Five Shasta with that endeavor as well.
Fantastic. So, Michelle, give us a typical day of when you go into you know, to the offices of KIXE, what do you have a title? What is your title?
I am the director of development. So my typical day is crazy, but it's fun because I'm in charge of five departments. I head up the auction department, the membership department, the outreach and special events department, and I'm missing one, volunteers. Pardon me, a little tickle
in
my throat.
That's after we talked about our little pot situation.
Yeah, hard to follow that one, but very important topic. I agree. So I have the privilege of just being able to come in and partner with local organizations and community members here in the community to help spread their message, much like you do. Mm-hmm. Pardon me, I haven't been coughing all morning.
Would you like a shot of coffee with a little bit of Jack in it? Yes. Everybody lets you go in here.
Jack and beans. Okay, so we're talking about KIXE's 50th anniversary. 50 years ago, October 5th is the official date. But right now, we're going to talk about this show on the 28th. That's going to be, of course, a tribute to the North State veterans and locally produced and all. That's going to be great.
Hosted by a veteran.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have a lot of great information on our website if you'd like to check it out.
What's the show going to be about?
It's celebrating, just literally saluting, celebrating.
Are you interviewing veterans from around here?
We are. Yes, we are interviewing veterans. We're interviewing veteran organizations, so you can talk about what services might be available. Maybe there are new vets to our area, and they're not certain how to get connected or support groups. So we're really all about just giving back, and you know, it's that educate and enlighten.
It's good to see KIXE is getting proactive on things like this.
Well, it's necessary, honestly. It's just part of our role as a community. If the community supports us, we need to support it. And so that's really what our passion is, to be able to reach out so that people have another avenue. So like your show, you have an amazing opportunity to interview people all day long, bring in new ideas and new thoughts. And we have the privilege, because we also broadcast, to do the same. We typically can do it because we can't do live interviews, but through media sponsorships. So like Haven Humane, for example. We were a media sponsor for them a couple of weekends ago, and we went out to their little doggy show, and we had a blast. And it's just something that we're able to do so that we can support our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Fantastic. And so the Michelle Slade is here, and you are project, again, your development,
Director
your title.
Director of Development.
Director of Development.
Okay, how about people get a hold of you and the station and for checking out all this stuff?
Absolutely. They can contact me directly at the station at 243-5493. And I'd be happy to talk with them about corporate support underwriting or about major gifts or about becoming a member or volunteering. Or if they have a project they'd like to share with us and we can partner with, we'd love to have an opportunity.
Well, okay. Thank you so much, Michelle Clay.
When we come back, Rob Rowland, spokesman for the Democratic Party up here in the North State, will be our guest. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry has his work cut out for him today as he pays a visit to Baghdad with an effort to try and convince the Shiite-led government there to give more political power to the Sunni minority, but it is that same Sunni group that is causing all the trouble by attacking areas in northern Iraq. As for Secretary Kerry, he also warned people that are donating money to various charities throughout the region to be careful where that money's going.
The message to any country from anywhere, or any individual from anywhere, is that there is no safety margin whatsoever in funding a group like ISIL.
Kerry appeared encouraged after his meeting today with the Iraqi prime minister. It went for about an hour and a half. Sales of previously owned homes in this country posted the best monthly gain in nearly 3 years, providing hope that the housing market is starting to regain some momentum.
The National Association of Realtors says the sales of existing homes increased 4.9% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.89 million homes. The monthly gain was the fastest since August 2011, but even with the increase, sales are still 5% below the pace in May 2013.
That's SRN's Ken Lorman reporting. Sales have been dampened by last year's rise in mortgage rates from historic lows and various other factors. The search effort for a California firefighter who disappeared 9 days ago during a backpacking trip will be scaled back now after days of combing the Los Padres National Forest. Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean spoke to KNBC-TV.
After discussing all the issues, every clue we found with Mike's family and search and rescue professionals, we've reached a point where we have to make a decision.
But Mike Herdman's dog was found yesterday in a parking lot. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
A survey says the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline in the U.S. has risen by just 2 pennies over the past couple of weeks.
The average price of gasoline is up 2 cents to $3.71. It's a small amount considering what crude oil prices did.
That's industry analyst Troby Lundberg. Heavy rains in Minnesota over a summer-day span have left farm fields underwater and roads washed out. Kevin Gutschneck with the Minnesota Department of Transportation says steps are being taken to protect the I-35 bridge from high flood water, as he explained to KSTP-TV.
We're going to put in 4-foot barriers, which should give us a few more feet. If you look down the road here, you can see there's kind of a natural little dip. Now, the river's rising pretty rapidly.
In Minneapolis, a large section of mud gave way on a cliff near the Mississippi River. It took place not far from a hospital near the University of Minnesota's campus. Officials toured waterlogged areas of the state. This is SRN News. The National Zoo here in Washington is adding three new Asian elephants to its herd, and they will make their public debut this week.
The female elephants arrived in May from the Calgary Zoo in Canada. They remained in quarantine for 30 days. The new elephants include 39-year-old Kamala, 39-year-old Swarna, and 23-year-old Maharani, who was Kamala's second calf. Both Kamala and Swarna were born in the wild in Sri Lanka around 1975. Records show that Kamala and Swarna lived with two of the zoo's existing elephants at an elephant orphanage in Sri Lanka for a time. Andrew Stewart, Washington.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average continuing to struggle. It's down by about 28 points. The S&P 500 also struggling. It's down by about 12. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, June the 23rd. 6:05.
You wish.
Yeah, I wish. 605-4567.
Welcome to Monday morning.
Is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Of course, Linda's here, and Bad Bob's here. We have a full studio, and let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 26 points at 16,920. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,961. And the NASDAQ is down 4 at 4,363. Active stocks today include Advanced Micro Devices, which is down 12 cents at $3.98. And up $2.21 at $67.97. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 5 cents at $12.24, and Pacific Gas Electric is down 48 cents at $47.71. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.60. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 56 cents at $106.27. Gold is up 80 cents at $1,317.40, and silver is down 5 cents at $20.94. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 right here. The path to financial freedom is not a mythical path. It's not something that doesn't exist anymore. It is there. But you need to talk to the right people, and the right people are Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, and then stop on by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors.
And it does say in the headlines, of course, when I always like to go between – actually, I go between USA and Huffington Post back and forth because I think it kind of covers a lot. But they're saying Americans aren't saving enough. That's been the headlines today on this Monday morning. Okay, it's 74 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be a hot day with temperatures around 98. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 66. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 94, 66 in the lows. Wednesday, partly sunny with 88. Slight chance of showers on Wednesday night. So that's what's hitting with our next 3 days and our forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, Shasta Gas Propane, at 365-3793.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Linda. How you two doing?
We're great.
How'd you have a nice weekend?
Very nice.
What's happening tonight?
Well, tonight at the tea party at 2570 South Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we will be showing a movie by the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow. It's going to be called The Tax Invasion. And a lot of people have asked us what's going on with the IRS, what's the latest scoop with the IRS, when they turned around and they went after all these conservative groups. And this movie explains it all and what they're doing and everything else. It'll be quite interesting.
Okay, and so the ACLJ is the
American Center of Law and Justice.
Okay. And this is going to be tonight at 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. And Jay Sekulow, I'm sure most people have seen him on Fox quite a bit.
Sure.
And he is the one who put this thing together and exactly what their position is on the IRS, which is actually bringing it to a screeching halt. It's just gotten out of hand.
I don't know if you heard me earlier about the new legislation about if the IRS comes and starts asking you questions.
I didn't hear that. No.
You now have these answers that are prepared. The first one is my tax papers are in a gun case given to the cartel by the Justice Department. The second one is my hard drive failed. The third one is, really? I don't remember that. And the last one, of course, is what difference does it make? It's been so long. So you can.
Good job, buddy.
Feel free. Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Sure.
All right. Bye bye. Hey, our guest today, I don't know, is he smiling? He's smiling. Okay. It's good because he's too big not to smile. We have with us Rob Rowan today, who is a chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We had Greg Beal with us before and had a good time. We had a good, Greg's been on a few times, as have others. But Rob, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, born in Eureka, moved to Weaverville when I was, I think, 8 years old, graduated from high school there, came to Shasta College, played baseball at Shasta College 1 year, went to Lassen College for 1 year and played baseball. Then I was drafted by the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1983. So I played baseball in the Dodger system until 1988, where I was traded to the Cubs, and they let me go at the end of spring training, and I went to the military, and then I'm here after I got out.
What branch of the military?
I was in the Army.
He's got a Ranger. He's got a Ranger.
Bigger, better, stronger, tougher. Yeah.
He's got a Ranger tap there.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit. We've got a couple minutes before the break. Before we get into the political side of this, when you say you played in the organization, what position did you play?
I was a pitcher.
Now, you all can't see Raw, but you're what, 6'6"?
6'5"? 6'6" now. 6'7" when I played before my 5 back surgeries, yeah.
Oh, okay. And did you play in like the farm teams or I don't even know what you call them anymore, the different levels? I know there's different levels though.
Yeah, I played single A, double A, and actually in 1985 I went to spring training as a non-roster invitee with the Major League Club.
Okay. Is that I bet that's a hoot.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
And so how does it work then when you're playing in this? They sign you to a contract and say, okay, we want to look at you in this level and all these things. And then you've got a contract though with the club.
Correct. Yeah. Well, at least when I played, and I don't follow it as much as I used to, but when I played, minor league players were a year to year contract. So.
Okay. And then after that, how old were you when you joined the service then, when you went into the service?
24, a little bit older than most guys.
Yeah, you were. And how long were you in?
4 years.
4 years. Well, thank you for your service.
No, you too. I mean, I think my dad had told me you were a Marine, as he was. My dad was a Pathfinder on a Forest Recon team.
Oh, well, you know what? That's
and an educator as well, right?
Correct.
Well, I tell you that. Yeah. Well, he was out there someplace. Let's take a quick break before we go back, because Rob, a big movement going on here in the Northern California and a lot of other areas is the idea of a new state because people feel like they're not represented. You are in the Democratic Party in Northern California, and I think the percentage is like 38%, of the people up here are Democrats.
That might be a little high.
So you've been been dealing with this for a long time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It is June the 23rd. It's 70 degrees out there. It's going up to 97 today. Our guest is Rob Rowan, chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. We'll be right back.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're live. And we're going to crack that whip. I love it. 8:16 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. Currently 74 degrees in the downtown
going
studios.
Going up to?
Today, 98. This is hot. Forecast says hot, H-O-T.
So you know who you need to call. Who you going to call? Alliance Heating and Air. That's who. That's who. Call Martin and his people.
Oh, they're going to change our filters today. I'm so excited.
That's right. Alliance Heating and Air is coming over this morning to check out our system. So they work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to keep you cool or warm. And if you haven't had your system checked out, you need to have them do that. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Or again, give them a call, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Rob Rowan, who is the chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee here up here in, of course, Shasta County, and probably has a lot, a lot going on up here in the North State, Rob. So, Rob, we talked a little bit about your past. You're a local guy that's been here and come back after being in the service. And what do you see as the salient issues here facing Northern California?
Well, to me, jobs. Our economy here locally, regionally actually, our unemployment runs a little bit higher than average across the state. Our poverty is a little bit higher than average across the state. And I think between kids the ages of, 0 to 5, I think we have the highest poverty rate of any county in the state. So, jobs certainly to me would be an important one.
Okay, so ideas on this. We have a democratic controlled everything right now in the city, in the state. Are we reaching out from here to the state in the at the state level to try and get some help bringing some jobs into here?
Well, I think maybe that's possible. Brian Dolly is our representative, and I think he's willing to work across party lines, but sometimes others haven't been. I'm not real familiar with Brian's agenda. But I do think there are some possibilities. I'd be a little more interested in the federal dollars. For the last 28 years that we've had GOP representation in this area, we really haven't seen much in federal project money.
Wasn't it didn't Wally Herger, didn't he say he'll never accept pork dollars?
He may have said that. I mean, yeah, some of it may be pork dollars, but we do have an infrastructure nationally, and a bit of that flows through this county. And if you've been out and around the car and traveled, it's in a pretty big state of neglect.
I think I just saw something on the in the paper today that they're talking about a new initiative to start to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the roads in the country, and a lot of it seems like it's aiming up here too.
I hadn't read that, but that would be good.
It just hit the news, and I kind of read it on the side as before we came in here. But at least that would be getting something going. You're a veteran, and when you see all the things that are happening at the state and national level, do you think there's everything that's being done for veterans that could be?
No.
And do you think that is something like that, is it just a bureaucracy, is it a leadership thing?
I think part of it's the bureaucracy of the VA. Personally, I think the biggest part of it, especially when you get into the metropolitan areas, is it's a funding issue. You can only hire so many staff members, so many doctors, so many nurses, so many administrators. You have to do that within the constraints of what they've allotted for VA funding. And it has been raised in the last several years by the Obama administration. I don't know that it's been raised enough. I was a little disappointed with our congressman. This isn't going through, at least not yet. But, he voted on the Ryan budget. And within the Ryan budget, there's a $149 billion cut to VA funding over a decade. Yeah, when you got all these kids that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you can debate all day long the right or wrong, but there are kids today that are living from injuries that Vietnam veterans died from. Medicine has come a long way since the Vietnam War. So, I don't know that any of us were prepared for the scope of this, at least on a governmental basis.
I don't think they were either. And this goes back beyond Obama. I mean, when you get into a war and it goes on for 13 years and it's still going on, you're going to have injuries. And the point I find reprehensible is that we've got people that have been trying to see to be seen and to have their, just to get appointments, and they're put on lists that don't exist, or their records are held. And, you're talking 700,000-800,000 people. And this didn't start this year. This has been going on for years. And you see $10 billion in bonus or $10 million being paid in bonuses to that one VA in Phoenix. And being a veteran, I know it probably enrages you as much as it does me on something like this.
Regardless of anybody's political affiliation, if they've committed a crime.
How can it not enrage you, depending on – and it doesn't have to be Democrat or Republican.
Right.
I know you, and I never asked if somebody was a Democrat or Republican when we were in a shooting match or in a fighting hall. You didn't really ask.
It didn't matter.
It didn't really come up, Didn't come up if you were gay either, I tell you that, just as long as you were there shooting in the right direction. The Democratic Party here in Shasta County, is it a viable political party here?
I think we're viable. We do need some growth, and I'm talking within our organization as a central committee. I'm new to it. I've only been there 2 years. There have been a number of people that have been there longer than me that are still with the committee, but there's a lot of people that have left for reasons that we won't get into on the radio, but I guess other than I could say there has been some historical dysfunctionalism in that committee.
I like that. That's good.
It is with Democrats. People say it's good, it's bad. We're a party that we're very broad in our range and views politically. So there's a lot of things we as a party don't agree on. And I will say that Republicans don't have as much of that as Democrats.
I don't know. Having seen the other party and seeing what they've done in their different levels, I don't know if you could say that. But, I think if the basic premise of each party would be what makes America stronger and better, if that could be the basic premise, there's no reason that they can't intertwine in a lot of the different subjects.
I agree with you.
And yet it seems like
keeping our borders strong. Is that something that two parties could come together and agree on?
I think, could they come together and agree on some legislation that ferrets out the immigration problem? I think it's possible. I think it's possible. I'm not sure this is the Congress that's going to get it done. We might have to wait till the next one comes in.
Well, I'm not sure if the next one comes in with the things that are going on. It seems like every year, and I could be wrong, but it seems like every year we get a little bit further apart. That when you talk to people, is, well, do you ever go out to lunch with these guys? No. They never go out to lunch with us. And I'm thinking, well, how can you reach out like that? You know, I guess maybe I'm of that ilk that Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan could get into a screaming match. Okay, not a screaming match, but, very much diametrically opposed. And then be able to go out and have a beer afterwards and settle a lot of these things. Have we gone beyond that at the national level, Rob?
Well, it certainly seems very dysfunctional. I mean, you're a bit older than I am. I'm probably not a lot older, but in my lifetime, this is as dysfunctional as I have seen our government become. You know, people talk about the Truman Congress. That was before my time. I would be hard-pressed to think this Congress is any better than what Truman had to work with. I mean, you are right. They don't get anything done. It seems to me, and I guess that's why, I struggle with some of the things that my party has. I'm very conservative fiscally, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal thing. But, I look at what's going on, and there's just no cohesiveness to government. People aren't sitting down and compromising. And that's something that, at least, looking back on my life, like you said, they may have been diametrically opposed. But at the end of the day, this party gave a little bit, this party gave a little bit. Nobody got everything they wanted, but they got the job done.
Yeah. Well, Reagan was one of those that reached out. And then Clinton, and just what did he call it, triangulation, where he had a Republican House and he had a Republican Senate. And yet things seemed to be happening with that because I think everybody was in, everybody kind of moved to get things done. And I think I haven't seen that. I don't see that now. And I'm not sure what we'll see in this election this year could lead to that same situation that Clinton had with a House and a Senate, all Republicans.
Yeah, that's very possible.
And so now it behooves both sides to try and figure out how we can move forward with it and keep our country safe. You're a Democrat, and you're in a position of authority here. Obama. What kind of marks would you give President Obama?
I think President Obama is a very intelligent man. I think he's a very caring human being. Now, having said that, there's some things that he's done that I'm not pleased with. That could be said about the whole makeup of government. There's a lot of things that have happened lately that I'm not pleased with. I take the tax code, for instance, and I bring this up because my daughter and I had this discussion shortly before her taxes were due on April 15th. My daughter's 25 now, 25-year-old, graduated from Cal State Bakersfield 2 years ago. She's an RN, so she made $82,000 last year. She's paying in a 36% tax bracket because she's single, doesn't own a home. And, I look at people, and I'm only going to say Romney just because it was when he ran for president. He pays an effective tax rate of under 14%, and the guy's worth, somewhere between $250 and $500 million. There's a fundamental problem with our system when the middle class and upper middle class are paying, the high end of the tax bracket, and you got millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires that are paying effective tax rates of 15% or less. There's something wrong with that. See, I don't think we need to raise taxes. We need to close the loopholes and people pay what they're supposed to pay. Then I think this country could dig itself out of debt.
Is that everybody? I mean, should everybody pay taxes?
Well, I'm a firm believer in the progressive tax system. So, at some point when you're indigent, you have to have enough money to survive. Your food, shelter, clothing. I think for some individuals, given, you look at our minimum wage, you look at our unemployment, I think for, the people that are on the lower end of that, I think them paying, something out of, let's say they make $10,000 a year, $12,000 a year, and having to pay a fixed percentage of that. Now, I'm not for that at all.
Okay, so at what level? I mean, right now, I think if it's you make less than, what, $48,000, and you've got a family of three or four, you don't pay anything. I think it's zero in some case. Or that the poverty level is, and depending on where you live, could be even under $60,000 or $60,000 and below. See, my problem is, and I agree with you. You know what? If there are people that are working their butts off and they're only making $10,000 a year, you know, they've got safety nets out there, hopefully, now some of them. But I see other people that are making more money than I ever made when I was all the way up through. I was a captain in the Marine Corps, and they're not paying taxes. And I was paying taxes for that same amount, you know, for that same amount of money back when I was, a second lieutenant. I was paying taxes. And a private. I just think is that what people are getting into, and again, this is part of the schism, I think, is that some people say, you know, I'm paying this much. I've got to pay this and this and this. And I see these people that are $10 or $100 less a month than I'm making are not paying anything. I think that's one of the problems, too. And that's being exploited by both sides.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too hung up as a personal issue with me. Yeah. I think, when you get in with families, for instance, people that have nine kids and they make $60,000 a year, yeah, they'll pay their taxes out of their check and they'll get all that back plus some, when they do their taxes. Now, my personal beliefs, and I'm only speaking for me, I don't think people need to have nine kids anymore. For one, the carrying capacity of our planet is depending on who you talk to, we've either near exceeding it, or in some cases, some have said we have exceeded it. Water is going to be a chronic problem as we move forward as a global community. Food is going to be a chronic problem. So I kind of look at population control as just common sense. I think what you're talking about, and I do agree with you, that people that have 8 or 9 or 10 kids that make that amount of money, they're relieved of the tax burden solely because they have a big family, and that's the way the tax code is structured as we speak. Now, does that need to change? In my opinion, yes.
Okay, I'm going to take a break here because something you said there is when you say that, 8 or 9 kids is too many because of the population of the United, of the world. The population of the United States is dropping. I think everybody would agree on that one. That the number of children born here, you may have those 8, 9 child families, but those are getting to be much more rare, it appears. But the population of the world is exploding, and I agree with that. And there's only so much. There are only so much natural resources that can go on.
Right.
But should the United States take the, say, oh, okay, now the United States, you got to use less because there's less natural resources, or should be, okay, you can't have as many kids, you can only have this many children? You're not advocating that.
No, I'm solely from the point of I'm talking about people having families to just relieve themselves of
work
their tax
the system.
Burden.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then that's okay. Then we're on the same page there. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. Rob Rowan is our guest, who is the chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. KCNR 1460, more local talk shows than any other place in Northern California.
Of any situation, something will change, and then you walk away.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
The show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, where inside of Tobacco and Brew is Espresso Joe's, and they, again, are a business that's completely veteran-friendly and the largest walking humidor in the North State. Let's go to Tobacco and Brew for our coffee. Again, Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive.
Our guest is Rob Rowan, who is the chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. And we've been on the break, a lot of stuff. Everybody talks about things on the break. And I want to come back into the fact that California is a single-party system right now. And, I mean, you have Democrats that control every almost all the state offices. There may be a couple of them that are not, but I'm not sure if they are. Maybe George Runner, who's on the State Board of Equalization. I think he's behind in this, you know, in this next election. Assembly and, of course, the Senate. How do you think do you think a single party system in a state is workable?
Well, I think there's some potential danger there if there's no checks and balances in any system. You know, as far as California goes, you know, it seems to be the will of the voters in each district that is, you know, put the assemblymen and our Senate together, as well as the governor and lieutenant governor. Now, you know, as far as the job Jerry Brown is doing as governor, I remember Jerry Brown as a young man. And now I see Jerry Brown as a very mature male, and he has done, I think, a pretty good job. He's not the out there on the way left side liberal that he was when he was a young fellow, in my opinion. I think he's become much more moderate.
Yeah, I think he has, but there's still, like, we're still paying for the putting the unions out there under his first term. And now we're like almost $1 trillion, depending on who you listen to, $1 trillion in the hole in unfunded liabilities. Because of that initial one. And you're right, he is much more moderate. And in fact, he has made decisions that were absolutely, I thought, well, I'd have made that decision. Do you think that y'all are going to be able to get him up to the Northern California area? If all the Democrats get together and say, hey, Jerry, come on up and visit us.
Maybe. Maybe.
What is it? Okay, going back to the single party. Single party being in charge, totally in charge, leads to a lot of things. They don't have to listen to the constituents in a lot of places, especially when the vote you know, the voting numbers are 20% or less, which we had in our last election, that corruption has much more of a chance to gain to get a foothold.
I mean, I think you'll see that. I mean, yes, I would agree that that has the potential for that at any level, be it local, state, or federal. And I think there have been periods throughout history where we've had, you know, let's say a Republican-controlled Senate, a Republican-controlled House, and a Republican president, and vice versa. Now, is there dangers to that if they have a supermajority? Potentially, yeah, there could be some dangers to it. And I think that's where the people, and I think you and I would agree that we don't have enough participation in voting, either locally at the state level or the federal level. But it's really our job as voters to make sure that the people we put in office are doing the job. And if they're not doing the job properly, then we get them out of office. And that's the responsibility of you know, both sides of the fence.
I agree. But and I still have a tough time figuring out how Leland Yee got 10% of the vote up here in Shasta County, how 2,000 people voted for this guy. And 370,000 people voted for him in California, and he's under indictment for gun running.
Well, voter ignorance. I mean, I'm a big advocate of trying to tell people, even in my own party. There are a lot of people out there that don't vote because they're ignorant, and then there's a lot of people that do vote, and they're ignorant to what they're voting for.
What's more dangerous?
Well, I think they're both dangerous. I mean, people really need to get involved in their government. I mean, I've always told my kids, and you know, I'll go back to, if you don't vote, I don't want to hear you complain.
I like to tell our people is if you don't vote, maybe you don't need to work here.
I could live with that. I mean, voting is a, you know, it's a privilege, it's also a responsibility in a free society.
It is. And if you put, you know, and people who put their lives on the line, like everybody in this office in here has, you know, that's been in the service, I kind of take it personally if people don't want to vote because, oh, it's too hard. And I think about people being killed because they want to vote. You know, are fighting to so they can vote, so they can have freedom. Anyway, President Obama, what kind of you said that there's some things you disagree with, and some things that you know he's a very smart man and all this. If he was, what would you tell him to do differently? You're head of the Shasta County Democrat Central Committee. You're watching this. What would you say to do different?
Well, my big complaint was the Affordable Care Act, not that it wasn't good in some aspects, but I don't think it went far enough. You know, the healthcare industry from 2002 to 2012 had a profit of basically $750 billion. Now, you know, that's with 25% to maybe 30% of the population that doesn't even get to go to a doctor because they don't have health insurance. I would have been much happier with a single payer system and a private option for those who wanted one.
So you would just socialize all the medicine?
Well, I mean,
so you would say, okay, if you're an American citizen, or if you're an American citizen, you get free medical care.
Well, I don't, not necessarily free. I mean, Medicare isn't free. There's a portion that comes out of people's Social Security check to pay for it, and the VA is socialized medicine. I mean, that's what it is, and if it's run properly, it would work properly. You know, I think Medicare is try getting elected and tell everybody out there over 65 you don't want them to have their Medicare. I don't care what party you're in or even how dense – you're going to have a hard time getting that by the seniors. It's worked, and I think it would work for others. I just have an issue with for-profit health care simply because, you know, $750 billion, and you still got a, you know, a quarter of your population that doesn't get to see a doctor. That's a broken system in my opinion.
Three-quarters of your population don't get to see a doctor?
No, a quarter. A quarter. 25%.
Well, so doctors and nurses and clinics should not make a profit then.
Well, I'm not talking about doctors. I'm talking about Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Cigna. I mean, well, you're talking corporate.
So you're talking insurance companies.
Absolutely.
Not, but under this new Affordable Care Act, these guys are guaranteed money under the Obama administration, a certain percentage, because they're telling people, okay, you've got to go to these systems. Like here in California, you can only go to three different carriers. Anybody else was knocked out of it. So these guys are making big money under this.
Well, absolutely. That's part of why I was not real happy with the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act is nothing more than a financial boon to the insurance industry.
That's all it is, was a way of changing how we paid money. It didn't do anything to reform health care.
No, not at all.
Well, how can we agree about this, Rob?
Well, you know, wait, there was a couple things in the Affordable Care Act, though, that were good. You know, keeping your kid on your plan until 26.
Okay, let me ask you a question about this. Why to age 26? Well, because I have a problem with that one.
Well, yeah, a lot of kids these days, it takes them, you know, 6 or 7 years to get through college.
He starts college when they're 18. Okay, so it could say that. You say, okay, while they're in college, if they're taking a full load of classes, which, by the way, it seems like they're 13 now, or it used to be for us 16. Okay, while you're in college taking a full load, okay, I can understand that. And I think those rules are already there. Why till age 26? I mean, you're in the service. I've got guys leading life and death patrols at age 18. Why do they have to go on to age 26? Because this changes the whole dichotomy of insurance.
Well, I don't know the exact reasons why 26 was the figure that was picked. But I would stand with why your kids are in college, and I would agree with you on that part. You know, they have a chance to get their education,
I would not argue that. I would not argue that part. But when you say just use an arbitrary age of 26, that means people that are on their own and they're age 20. Because now I have union guys calling me saying, my insurance changed because now they're having to keep kids on there, which means I get less treatment because they've had to add this to the union roles. So I think that one, I think, in, you know, while they're in school, okay. But once you reach a certain age, come on, guys, you're all for yourself.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, we got to take a break. How about this? You can't have a
pre-existing condition.
Pre-existing condition. I like that because I don't think that's fair.
Well, you and I would agree. And my wife, we weren't able to get – I was not able to purchase a health plan for my wife until January of 2014. And I didn't purchase it through the exchange. I bought it directly from Blue Cross. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive. But my wife had some problems from a bad surgery, from a bad product. I won't go into it on the air. But she had to wait years and suffer to get this simply because nobody would underwrite her.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, I want to talk to you about what's going on with the IRS and the VA. Well, we talked a little bit about the VA but the IRS and a couple other things. My guest is Rob Rowan, who is the chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bach, KCNR 1460. It is 8:46 in the morning.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, July 12th.
Why?
Because it's our fourth annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch. And it's going to be a hot time in the old mining town all day long. That's why. We're starting with a miner's breakfast just after sunrise. And at 10:30, the best rootin' tootin' down home parade you ever did see.
We even got ourselves a real stagecoach to ride in.
That's right. You can ride up and down Main Street and see all the old West stuff and stop and pan for some gold if you want.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There's going to be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at. Plus, don't miss the Law Dogs at their high noon Old West shootout show right in the middle of Main Street.
I hear tell the French Gulch Hotel will be serving chicken and ribs from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music entertaining you and dancing till nightfall.
Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, July 12th.
For information, you can dial 227-2369.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
is Jessica Delaney with Project Homeless Connect. This June, at the Reading Civic Auditorium, over 50 service providers will come together to connect citizens of our community with opportunities to improve the health and circumstances of abject poverty. This is a privately funded endeavor, and we desperately need your help to make it a success. Attendees are able to accomplish something in one day that may otherwise take them months to do. Your contribution to this event has an impact that lasts all year. Please call Northern Valley Catholic Social Service at 241-0552.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindemann. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Now take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. The cheers of barbershops right here in Reading. Give them a call, 244-9478, and talk to Tim. You can't make reservations, but you get a chance to talk to Tim. All right. Our guest is Rob Rowan, who is the chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. Rob, you're going to be having some events here this year with the for the elections. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Can you tell us some of the things you want to do here?
Well, we've planned a candidate forum for September 6th, which is a Saturday. It'll be start at 3 p.m. and it's at the UPEC building on Park Marina Drive. And you've committed to moderate it, by the way.
I've committed to moderate it. That's right.
And we've also
Get any more fair than that.
For all city council candidates.
And state candidates and congressional.
Anybody that shows up, right?
Yeah, the only one so far that has given me a definite no is Congressman LaMalfa. Everybody else has either not responded or have committed to come. So, and maybe and I didn't tell him your name or I spoke with one of LaMalfa's subordinates, but you know, I did express to them that I was going to ask a member of the community that wasn't associated with the Central Committee, and I'd be happy if he were Republican. I don't care. If that would make our congressman more comfortable, we're more than happy to do that. I'm going to send him back a letter when I get home this morning and let him know that I have done that. So I've kept my promise, and hopefully maybe he'll change his mind and come.
We don't endorse anybody at the city level, and sometimes we get up to the state. But the city and county level, you know what, frankly, they're all running for the right reason. We may not agree with how they're going to do it, but and we just don't endorse that way. But I'm very happy to moderate this and to get these out because we want to have our candidates on as much as possible because, you know, a 10-second soundbite is not enough. We get them on here for an hour. People can ask them all types of questions.
Right.
What do you think about the we talked about the single payer. Now, see, I simply am against that because I've lived in Europe, and I see what single payer does. I see the amount of taxes you have to pay over there. I mean, 65%, 75%. Then they get hit with a VAT. They don't report their income because they can't live on what's left. And all this is because of a variety of social programs. And so, you know, when you say Medicare works, it who knows how it works? And they said the VA system works. VA system doesn't work, obviously, now that we're finding out. It's working because people have cheated on it. And you have certain clinics like ours here, which, by the way, I will cheer on. But when you get into other, you know, you've got people dying in hospitals and then not being seen and all this. Is this a harbinger of what a single payer system is? And the other thing, too, is that doctors don't get – I mean, ask doctors why they stopped taking Medicare. Is because they don't get paid or it takes them months and months to get paid on it. And they just pay them less all the time, too. Those are my fears when you get into something like this.
Well, and they're well-warranted fears. Now, you know, there's got to be somebody that's a lot smarter than I am when it comes to health care. But having survived through, you know, the last 30-plus years with even being self-employed – of course, in the military, as you were, I had coverage through the military, and that was fine. But after that, self-employed in a number of different things. And, you know, I'll tell you that you get beat up with the health insurance.
Yes,
you do. I mean, our health care system in America is broken. Now, maybe if we could find a better way to fix it and make it work for everybody, I could go with that. But the way it is now, and even with the Affordable Care Act, it's still a broken system. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, it's in my opinion, a windfall of money for the private insurance industry.
It still is, and you know, if anything, that should have told us all something when the insurance company stood up for it, And okay, let's move on, because we find a lot of things that we agree on. I don't agree on for single payer, because I don't trust the government to be able to do something right. I see what's happening. They're just too big. I'm not saying there's plots or paranoia or anything like this. It's just I just see how big they are and how hard it is for them to even achieve some things. And then try to rely on a bunch of people that get elected every 2 years or every 4 years, and then they have to swing by who gives them the most money. And that's what bothers me. I don't care which party it is.
Which brings us to a good topic.
Okay.
Money in politics. Where do you stand on that?
In what case?
Well, with the McCutcheon decision that recently just came out, and then a few years back, Citizens United, in my opinion, it certainly drowns the voice of the middle class and the poor guy and lets the wealthy speak in volumes.
Yeah, on both sides.
Oh, absolutely.
And billionaires on both sides. And to say that, Harry Reid said the other day that there's no billionaires on the Democratic side, I'm sure he misspoke on that one.
Well, I mean, George Soros is one that
comes right to mind, yeah, on this. I think that when you've got money involved at that level, there used to be something on the your tax form that says I will give a dollar to the voters to the fund,
right,
and then they split this. So if everybody gave a dollar or $5 to that fund, and then that's what they could run on. Reform of how the money is spent and PACs and individuals and all this. Yeah, there's too much money flowing through here. I'm not going to disagree on that. So what do you do about that? Put a limit on it? They did, and then it got overturned because it's against the
apparently there's a movement afoot, which is a constitutional amendment to overturn both of those decisions. Unfortunately, then that'll have to be reviewed at some point way down the road by the Supreme Court, who may declare that unconstitutional. So I don't know if there is an easy fix. I mean, I think all of us, the 99 or whatever you want to call it, 98% of us that are, within that wide spectrum of incomes, we're not way up here. We need to make ourselves heard on the issue, because I think that's something that we could all agree on, is that the wealthy in corporate America, they have their lobbyists, they have their super PACs, they're getting taken care of. And that's evident. All you have to do is follow the money over the last four decades. We all know who's winning in America, and it's not the middle class. It's that top 1%. I mean, they've never had it better.
And, for me, I still have problems seeing somebody that plays a child's game and gets $27 million a year in baseball or football or whatever that is. What about the state of Jefferson? What are your feelings on that? The movement is because of lack of representation and the tax burdens and all this from the state of California to split off into another state.
It'll never happen.
Do you think that there's a reason behind this? What do you think the reason is? Let me rephrase that. What do you think the reason is behind this?
Not my reason, but why would they? Why would the people in the federal government or even in Sacramento not want it to happen?
Well, no. Why the people? Do you understand why the people are trying to have this happen?
Well, I understand why they're doing it. I think it's kind of foolish, given that this is one of the poorer areas in the state, and there's a big reliance on state and federal money here. Like after school lunches or in school lunches, after school daycare, Medi-Cal, welfare. You split to Jefferson, you got to ask yourself one thing: how do we fund those programs? And a lot of them are mandated by federal law.
Well, I think their whole idea on this is a completely different economic well-being by doing things a lot differently. But they're, to me, the whole thing is about representation. You've got one assemblyman, one senator for all of Northern California. And frankly, they don't have to, the rest of the people in Sacramento don't have to listen, which, the indications of things that people up here are into, the water rights, now they're talking about checking on your own wells, about how much water you use and all these, kind of takes away a lot of the individual rights, I believe, is one of the things that they're pushing for.
I have a well, and I would not be happy, and I don't know that I would allow somebody to come over and tell me how much water I can use that comes off my property. I wouldn't be real big on that either.
Oh, okay. So you're going to have the Democratic side of the state of Jefferson there? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I think what could happen, and this is maybe just me talking, but the people of this area – maybe they ought to try sending somebody different to represent them. You know, and I'm not trying to tell people what to do politically, but have they ever thought about sending a moderate or even a conservative Democrat, somebody that can work with the other side instead of this, you know, Tea Party or very, very conservative versus some other people real liberal?
I think Brian Daly is somebody that is willing to work. And
I think he's done
on the other
things.
Side. And I think he has too. And that's why I'd like to see him continue. And I think he's going to after this election to see what he can do about this. Hey, our guest has been Rob Rowan, who is the chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. And we appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Well, it's not the only time. We've got plenty of time here before the election to get some new ideas.
Okay. Sounds good. And okay. I look forward to seeing you on September 6th.
September 6th. We'll be there. Tomorrow, Haven Humane, and we've got a lot of different other guests that are coming in. Sharon Clark's rolling through.
Oh, great.
We got a big week here on people that are coming through. Rod Dinger. We want to talk about what's happening at the airport. All these things. All of this on Free Fire Radio right here, Monday through Friday on KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Secretary of State Kerry says Iraq's future could be decided over the next week. He says much depends on whether its leaders move quickly to build an inclusive government. Kerry is in Baghdad for meetings with top Iraqi officials, saying the U.S. wants to work with Iraq on a couple of fronts.
We have two tracks, as you know. One is the security situation, and the other is the political situation. And we need to work them in parallel.
Kerry is also applauding word that Syria has surrendered its chemical weapons. An Egyptian court has convicted and sentenced three Al Jazeera journalists to 7 years in prison each on terrorism-related charges. The verdict stunned their families and raised international outrage. A review of the handling of the Jerry Sandusky child molestation case faults police and prosecutors for delays but found no evidence at politics.